Brian, two warm-up games under our belt against Scotland and Uganda. Fairly indifferent performances, it must be said, in the games. But what positives can you take from them?
Positives, I think the first game, Barry, the run chase, 250, we applied ourselves very well, got ourselves into a very strong position at 180 for three, and then lost a few wickets, but came home strong at the end of the innings, and it was great to get one over Scotland, who had beaten us back in July in the qualifying tournament. And albeit it was a friendly match, we got a lot of positives out of it. You got to remember it's our first game since July as a team, and it was a good performance. I wouldn't say a great performance, but certainly the run chase and the batting didn't go as well against Uganda. I thought 218 was a reasonable score. You got to remember the conditions out here are different, and we would have fancied ourselves on a good wicket in very hot conditions and a very, very fast outfield. But the lads just went in and played a lot of big shots when we only needed five and over. Andrew Poynter batted particularly well in the middle of the innings. And look, we had a long chat about it last night and we're a bit disappointed, but the important thing is we're out in the park, we're playing, we're getting practice in preparation for Sunday's match against Zimbabwe.
Yeah. When you compare Ireland's preparations to England, who've been away and played 16 games, though they've played a bit of time, you play them this week. I suppose it's the finance sort of things, isn't it? I mean, it's difficult.
It is very difficult. You've got to remember we've got lads in school, we've got lads working, we've got lads in university, and it's not as professional setup in Ireland as it is in England, and even Scotland came out a few days before us. Ourselves, Scotland and England, obviously as the Northern Hemisphere teams, are out of season, but you just got to work with what you have, and we did a lot of sessions, Sunday sessions in North County and Queens, and I think we were prepared quite well.
Yeah. Moving to the actual team, you seem to still have a lot of imponderables. I mean, the bowling, the opening bowlers, you've used Neil Gill seems to be a certainty to open the bowling, but his opening partner, there's a bit of doubt there. I mean, you've used Owen Morgan, you've used Gavin McKenna, you have a few options, Niall McDarby's and Richard Keaveney ball.
We have options there. I think you're right, Neil is head and shoulders. He's really come to the fore. You know what you get with Neil. He's a line on length. He'll bowl tight. With Gavin McKenna actually opened the bowling against Uganda, did very well. Niall McDarby got a good eight overs in as well. And Richard Keaveney, as a 17-year-old, opened the bowling and came back at the end particularly very well. He bowls very well at the death. And we might use him on Sunday. We've not announced the team we selected tonight. So we do have different options there. And again, with Owen Morgan as well, that just gives us an option. It's difficult out here. The first 15 overs, teams go for it. So if you're offline or bowl with any width, the ball just goes. So we've a few tricks up our sleeves and a few options. And we'll discuss things tonight and come up with a side then.
One good thing in the bowling is you've got four spinners, and you would expect them to bowl the majority of the overs. Greg Thompson had a bit of a disaster in the first game, but you must have been pleased the way he came back against Uganda.
Yeah, I must say Greg worked pretty hard in the nets today, and he's finding his form, and with him and Gary Kidd, Andrew Poynter, and
James Hall.
We've four good spinners, and you got to remember we're in Sri Lanka, it's a subcontinent, and spin rules out here. So I'd like to think those four bowlers, if they're fit, we'll bowl between 35 and 40 overs of the innings.
Yeah, now you played Zimbabwe, as we say, on Sunday, and you went on a bit of a spying mission today. What sort of team are they?
They actually look quite a good side. They played Bangladesh today, who I think might win the tournament. Bangladesh got 265, and Zimbabwe failed by two runs. So, I mean, Zimbabwe are a decent side. They've two test cricketers in Sean Williams and Graham Creamer. And seven other players on the squad are first-class cricketers, so we're going to have a very difficult game on Sunday. They're on a bit of form, and we've really got to lift our game and if we want to take on a test nation like Zimbabwe.
You mentioned the team that's been selected tonight. It'll actually be 12 you'll be selecting. Are there any injuries which may rule players out, or is everyone fighting fit?
I wouldn't say fighting fit. The heat got to a few people today at practice, and we've two lads who are out with sickness. Ian Knox has been quite busy with on the physio side of things, but nothing serious, just a few niggles. Hopefully the bugs was just a little 24-hour bug, and they'll be okay for selection. But at this moment in time, we're picking from the full 14, and as I said, we've lots of options. Whether we go in with eight batsmen or play an extra bowler, we're not too sure, but we'll decide that tonight, and we do have options in that respect.